What stops you from doing a reality check at some point and saying to yourself, "It's broken, I can't fix it, and I've got better things to do with the rest of my life than to hang on in there making myself very, very miserable"? What's really stopping you? It's not his enchanting personality, I'm afraid to say. He's vile to you enough of the time. It's not the love you share. You don't. He has total contempt for your feelings. It's certainly not because he makes you happy. He doesn't. He makes you very miserable. But you already know that misery. You've been there before. The reason why the failure hook cuts so deep into your flesh is because it is an experience you've had before. That feeling of failing to get the love and recognition you need is a wound from your past. The wounds we don't heal stick around to haunt us. Somewhere along the line, we learn that we are not lovable simply because we existed. We learned that we had to really work and strive to be lovable, and we failed to get the love we needed. We learned that we had to compel someone who was not loving towards us to love us before we could feel loved. That's what we learned. Everybody's story will be slightly different, but there will be the underlying similarity that we had to work at being lovable, and we learned to accept and tolerate being treated as unlovable.